to get you going. This is Breakfast Beat with Ghulam Fakir and Sagar Shegesov. Only on The Voice of the Cape.
Welcome to it. It's just gone after 7:30. This is breakfast all over your wireless. Now, as a result of COVID-19 and the national lockdown imposed on all residents in and around South Africa, many people have been left in the dark about the municipal accounts, as many of us have not been receiving even just a single rates paper in months. Yet some of our accounts are in arrears. Even though we've made payments throughout the lockdown, people have been calling in here at the radio, and we basically suggested that they use the latest rates paper and go and pay that amount because you're not getting it. And now they are being slapped with some hefty arrears and stuff. So we wanted to get hold of the city as soon as yesterday already, but due to prior commitments, they weren't able to speak to us. And this morning, we welcome the City of Cape Town's Revenue Director, Trevor Blake, to just get some clarity around this matter. Trevor, good morning. Thank you so much for your time on Breakfast 91.3 FM. We know that that the rates have increased since the start of July. Let's just start off with this quickly. At this point in time, in the climate that we are facing, and that we are in with this pandemic, is this a wise move, especially, now that certain people are being unemployed, some people have lost their jobs? The financial period we're finding ourselves in is just a messy situation as it is at this point in time. On behalf of the city, do you think this is a wise move to make?
Well, we wouldn't want to. Good morning, Ghulam. Thank you for having me on. In the first place, we wouldn't want to have put any increases in, but, like anything else, the city's increases for this time has been probably the lowest that it's ever increased its rates and its tariffs. You remember that the city, like any other provider, like any other business, is needing to pay the same prices and buy and procure services and goods and petrol and everything from other service providers, and those costs that are increased, the city has to bear. So we have to look at that, so to make sure that the city is affordable and the city can get into its funding so that it can provide services to the people.
Right. Now, we also know, that water and electricity meter readings was suspended during the hard lockdown, which sort of led to bills being estimated. Now, how does how does the estimation process work, and how long will this be in place, firstly? And secondly, as soon as when can we say the city is working for us, when we are going to see that bills are actually being the true reflection of what it is that we are using?
Well, I think we need to look at it and say this was the most, we were in uncharted waters, so we must agree that there was no, post office was not working. We agree that we didn't do any meter readings because we couldn't, because of government regulations during lockdown.
Right.
So what has happened is accounts were estimated. So people's municipal accounts were estimated. And when they were estimated, now this is the key part of it, when it was estimated, especially residential properties, it was estimated when many people, it was estimated on the same time as last year. So in other words, when you had actual meter readings during, let's say, the course of April, May, June last year, it is estimated based on that same period, the winter-summer period. Last year, many people were still working away from home. Children were at school. There was no families at home. So the estimations were based on that, when people were not at home. So when the people received the estimation accounts now, during April, May, and June, it was estimated low when people were at home, and people were paying that account. But we had not done the actual readings. Our water department only started to do the actual readings during the middle, end of May, and during June. When we do the actual readings, we have found that most people were at home, so they would have used more electricity, they would have used more water.
Understood.
And that is why the accounts are higher than what it is.
Mm.
And the city acknowledges that. But the nice thing about this, Ghulam, if there are people that are unable to pay that account, that is where the city comes in and says, look, don't not pay the account if you're able to. Come in and make arrangements to pay it off. We will allow you to pay because we know the situation has caught up with all of us. We are also aware that there are people that have lost their jobs. We are also aware that there are people that have taken reduced income and that. And we're saying to you, don't struggle out there and just don't ignore paying your accounts, because like the, any organization, and especially a sphere of government, we are bound by rules and by legislation and by the AG and stuff, and we need to start collecting the monies. And we don't want to go after people that are unable to pay and can't pay because they've got no jobs. And that is why the city offers a basket of benefits and say and says to people, come now, our offices are starting to open. Come now and come tell us your situation. Bring us your payslips. Bring us that you're unemployed so that we can help you to get and get into the benefits that we're offering. There are benefits for indigent, for people that are unemployed. There are benefits for the pensioners. If you're over 60 and your income has reduced as a result of the rates, the interest rates that have reduced, making your income lower, come and talk to us and come and do it, but just don't ignore it. We are there to help you. Yeah. So those accounts you're going to be getting is a bit higher. If you're unable to pay it, please come in and we'll make arrangements to pay it off over the future months and as your job gets better, etc.
Okay, now I just want to paint a picture here quickly, Trevor. So if, for example, let's use a round figure. Let's say, for example, my rates usually used to come in at 500 Rand for the month, and now during the hard lockdown you obviously didn't have the people coming out to do the meter readings and stuff, right? So I would now just automatically assume, just to play safe, right, I go to Pick and Pay, ShopRite, Spa, whatever, and I go and I go and pay that 500 Jan based on my last estimate, right? You still with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, so I didn't get one for May, I didn't get one for June, I didn't get one for April, but I've taken my March one, which was 500 Jan, and I went to go and pay 500 Jan in May, 500 Jan in April, 500 Jan in June. So now you're saying, and it makes sense what you're saying, look, people have been in lockdown, they've used more electricity, they've used more water, I get that. But now, how much substantially higher would that amount then be if I've basically maintained a sort of consistent, average of about 500-550 Rand. Is it then normal for me to see, oh my goodness, I'm in arrears with the city now for 3,000 Rand?
Well, no, I don't. I mean, you see, it's each case on its merit, and one has to look at, it's based on the consumption. How much more people did you have in your property? Did you have more people? How many more water did you have? How much more baths did you take? So that, especially electricity and water, is based on consumption. So the more you consume, of course, the more the account would be. So that same example that you just used now, let's just take it a little bit further. So you paid 500, 500, 500. So you paid 1,500.
Yeah.
When the water, let's just work in water. So when the water guys came and they did that actual reading, and the actual reading that they did, they take it back from where it is now, the actual, and they take it back to the previous actual. So let's say the previous actual was in March. So they take it there, and they take actual to actual, and they say the difference here is, let's say the count is 2,100 Rand, okay? But you've only been paying 1,500 Rand.
Yeah.
Then it means that you have a 600 Rand, what is that, would I say 2,100, then you have a 600 Rand arrears. So in other words, you consumed more than what you had in terms of the 500 Rand that you've been paying. It all is based on what is the actual say of what you have consumed as a family in that house, much more, it depends.
And okay.
So it's each case on its merit.
Okay, cool. That kind of makes sense. Now, we've received many questions on our WhatsApp line, and I'm going to pose one or two to you quickly, just so that we can get into the, just so that people can just paint the picture. I'm not here to fight. I just want to get some answers. So some people are going mad on the WhatsApp line, even on the personal one, this side. I want to start off with this, and it says that I have a problem with my water bill. I've made two payments via EFT payments on my banking app, but it does not reflect on my bill that I've paid. I've now received a bill with three or four times the amount. What can I do, as I do have the proof of payments?
That's simple. I mean, if the proof of a payment is we can find, we need to send that payment through to our offices, and then we will look up and we'll see where has it gone wrong. Sometimes we find people pay after the due date, so when they get the next account, although it's on the system and we've reflected it, it will not show on the account. It will probably show up on the next account. So I don't know what this case is, but I'm happy if the person can send it through to our offices and we'll deal with it. If you want me, I can give an email address to where they can send it to. Yeah, we'll get to do that.
Yeah, we'll get into that part now, because I wanted to look at, you know, the municipal offices, all the operational set of contact details and emails. I'm going to get to that in a sec. Sabra, can you give me another 2 minutes, Sabra? Yeah, thank you, Sabra. I also just wanted to find out, in terms of the water meters and stuff, right, that is not being read at this point in time. There are some people that are saying that even with the electricity, you know, the spin-offs and that comes off from it, they wanted to basically, if you look at it, let's start with the water for argument's sake, with the blue water meters that is currently in certain plots or at certain plots. So they're saying that if you look at the blue water meter, it is quite an expiry date basically on it. Is it something that they've got to pay for if it needs to be replaced on a city property?
No. If it's got an expiry date or the meter is, then we do what we call the meter replacements every often, and that's what our engineers would be doing. They won't have to replace it. No.
Okay.
They won't pay for it. No, the city will do it as part of its replacement of its assets and its meters if it's come to its life cycle. It depends on when it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
Now tell me quickly, Trevor. I need to know, just in a nutshell quickly, we know that, and you spoke about this, the various baskets of opportunities that the city provides. You know, we're talking about the indigent grants, etc. For those people that have been hard hit by the lockdown, clearly we know, we've seen here at the radio, you know, the need of people. You know, how can we say, surely with this particular incident or this particular topic is concerned, how is it that the city can work for them who is struggling? So I wanted to share the details. Are your municipal offices open, number one? Number two, people perhaps cannot get there physically because they can't travel or whatever the case might be. Is there an online portal they can go ahead with? Is there a contact number they can talk about, you know, that they can call? Share all those details with us quickly.
Okay. Firstly, yes, the city has got. So remember, we've got to deal with each person on this case. The city, we don't know what the situation is with any family that is at home. We don't know whether you're unemployed, what has happened to you, whether you're still working. So you need to bring that to us. Most of our offices are starting to open. We started to open our offices from the 21st of May. There are offices, quite a few offices in most of the areas that are opened. So we've opened quite a few of our offices. So our staff are there available. The only difference is you're not going to get the full service like you used to, because we can't bring all our staff back to the offices. They've got to space and social distance. We are aware of that. So people can go there, take in their pay slips, unemployment slips, if they haven't got any of that, and they take an affidavit with, if they got bank statements, they must take three banks. In other words, they must show to us that they look, I'm unemployed, I'm suffering and that, and then they can apply to be one, either as indigent, they can apply to be, if they're still working and they've got accounts that they haven't been able to pay, or the count is much higher than what it was because of the actual readings, they can also come into our offices and they can apply to make a payment arrangement to pay it off based on what is affordable. We'll work it out and say, right, pay your current account and pay 50, 100 rand, depending on towards your 5,000-6,000 rand arrears. We will do and work out a payment plan for people to do that. The people that are unable to come into our offices and that want to apply for indigent, there's an indigent relief box that we've gotten where you must submit the documents. Now, sometimes we talk about people that have had access to emails. So the people that have got access to emails, we've got an indigent relief box, and that is at indigent.relief@capetown1word.gov.za.
At Cape Town.
.gov.za.
Is there a contact number in?
Well, the contact number is our main call center number. We only have one call center number, and the call center will help and deal with all the queries that people are wanting to have. And if they can't deal with the query, they will then give the person a reference number, and they will do a workflow to the department concerned and say, please, here's a query you need to deal with. But that is the box where people can send their information to.
Fantastic. I've got one last question, then I need to wrap it up, Trevor. And that is with regards to some people saying that if they've been in arrears with their rates account, that the electricity units that they would get on the prepaid box would have been reduced. So, for example, you're in arrears with your rates or your water, you buy 100 rand electricity, you usually perhaps get 80 or 70 units. They will now, for 100 rand, for example, get something like maybe 15 units, you know. And they would say, and the, when they queried it, they said, no, it's because you were in arrears with your rates and stuff. But at the same time, they're querying, then why is the amount on their rates paper then not being reduced as well? Because they're not seeing it there. It's being reduced from the actual slip when they're going by the electricity, but it doesn't reflect on the municipal bill.
No, it will. It will reflect on the municipal bill, but it won't reflect on the property. It depends on when they bought and stuff and when they build, they get there. So the minute, what has happened is, and I want to say this, and people need to understand what I'm saying, and we're trying to really help people. When we load that electricity arrears for people to make payment or collect over there, it has meant people have not come into our offices to access and produce their stuff. In other words, they've ignored all the notices. So we say up front, no one's electricity should be put onto that or disconnected. No one's water should be put on trickle if people just come in and come and access the baskets of benefits. When we go to those to that situation, it is when people have ignored all our notices and just have not come into our offices. Because remember, like us as a government and a local authority, we are checked and the AG comes in and to see have we carried out. And unfortunately, whether we like it or not, credit control and collecting debt is in the legislation, and municipalities are obliged to do that. And that is why we say to people, don't ignore the notices we're sending. Please adhere to it, and then we will be able to help you. But we can't help you if you don't come in and tell us your story. So most of the people that have got that have not come in and brought you in their documentation that we need to be able to determine whether they're unable to pay their accounts, or whether they're indigent, or whether they can make an arrangement to pay. We don't know.
Trevor Blake, Director of Revenue in the City of Cape Town, absolutely love chatting to you this morning. We're going to have to leave.